Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour here on Free Talk Live.
Rolling.
Keep them doggies rolling rawhide. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we're rolling into the second hour, as we've said. And tonight in the studio, you've got myself, the captain.
Nobody.
It's Ian.
And we're going to shift gears a little bit. We've been talking about pajamas having been banned from online schooling. We were talking about, what was the other thing?
Something.
We'll talk about other things as well. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll talk about nothing.
All the news that fits, we print.
Perhaps in addition to talking of nothing, we'll talk about nobody.
Sure.
Or even to nobody.
We can talk with them now.
Perhaps nobody will speak. Perhaps he won't.
Nobody has arrived.
It's true.
He is here. We are here, and this is where we are.
Prove it.
Well, you know, what do you want me to do? Pinch you?
That won't prove it either.
Well, to you, it will. You're like, ow, see, you are here.
It'll just prove that the simulation is effective.
Life is but a dream.
Persuasive.
I was thinking, and this article headline cemented it, because somebody else that I know, who is a really good writer, every time I read this author's stuff, I go, I need to read more of his stuff. It's an article by Jeffrey Tucker from AIER, the American Institute for Economic Research. The headline is, we need a principled anti-lockdown movement.
Okay.
If I had an applause button, I'd be pressing that thing right now. I don't have one, so you all in Radio Land can just imagine applause.
Should we get him an applause
button? We do have sound effects. I'll teach you how to.
No, I brought a soundboard in-ish one day, like one of these online ones.
And yeah.
It was just a lot of work to like manage and get the volumes all the same and that kind of thing, so
right.
I just kind of gave up on it. It was too much work, darn it.
Yeah, this is radio.
Yeah.
We don't do that stuff.
So he penned this article from August 9th, where he says, shell-shocked is a good way to describe the mood in the U.S. for a good part of the spring of 2020. Most of us never thought it could happen here. I certainly did not. Even though I've been writing about pandemic lockdown plans for 15 years.
Wow.
I knew the plans were on the shelf, which is egregious, but I always thought something would stop it from happening. The courts, public opinion, Bill of Rights, tradition, the core rowdiness of American culture, political squeamishness, or the availability of information, something would prevent it, so I believed, so most of us believed. Still, it happened, all in the matter of days. March 12th through 16th, I call it March 13th, that's the day I realized that the world had gone sort of bonkers. March 12th through 16th, 2020, and boom, it was over. We were locked down, schools shut, bars and restaurants closed, no international visitors, theaters shuttered, conferences forcibly ended, sports stopped. We were told to stay home and watch movies for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. I'd also like to point out that the government ended live performance of almost every frickin' variety, something he did not touch on, including concerts.
Just 20 weeks to flatten the curve, though.
Just 20 years to flatten the curve.
We only got
20 years to flatten the economy.
We only got 20 more years to go.
20 years for that.
True. Then 2 weeks stretched to 5 months. How lucky for those
and
who live.
It's not over yet.
How lucky for those who lived in the states that resisted the pressure and stayed open. But even for them, they couldn't visit relatives in other states due
sure.
to quarantine restrictions and so on.
Well, plus, I mean, it's good for them if they were able to stay open because that's good, some extra level of freedom. But if you are in a, you know, the United States and you're in one of the more free states, but all the other states around you are cracking down, well, their economies are going to be devastated. And a lot of them may have been your customers, right? Because
yeah.
not everybody's just running a business only dealing with people in their town
right.
Or in their county. They've got customers across the United States and beyond. And if those people aren't buying, your numbers are down.
Yeah, well, and think about all the places that border on other, you know, cities, states, counties, all that kind of a thing, right? Even countries, right? Could folks that did business, say, on the border of the U.S. and Canada, that did business in both countries, what happened there, right? We haven't talked about any of that, but I can't imagine it was good. Lockdowns ended American life as we knew it just 5 months ago for a virus that 99.4% to 6%. Of those who contract it, shake it off. He's saying 99.4 to 99.6
right.
is the fatality rate. Of those who contract it, shake it off. So, no, I'm sorry. It's the not the mortality rate. That's the immortality rate. Mm. If you get it, you are 99.6 times or percent likely to recover fully.
Yeah.
For that.
Wow.
For that. You know, and the median age we've talked about here, 78 to 80, with comorbidities, for which there's not a single verified case of reinfection on the planet, for which international successes in managing relied on herd immunity and openness. Still, the politicians who had become dictators couldn't admit such astonishing failure, so they kept the restrictions in place as a way of covering up what they had done. And I completely agree with that perspective. It's one thing to go and make a mistake because you don't know what you're supposed to do in a situation that's possibly unprecedented, right? Everybody kept referring to those first projected charts from, you know, the guy who, you know, his models get everything wrong. They mm-hmm. overpredict catastrophe no matter
Didn't
what model.
Did he come out later and admit that he was wrong? Like by a factor of 10 or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah. And in fact, he broke quarantine. He himself, so he could go get some, if you know
right.
what I'm saying. He could go visit his lady of, you know, whatever.
It's okay, though. They wore masks. Sure they did.
I don't think they did, actually.
If you're knocking boots, I don't think it matters if you wear a mask.
They're saying now.
Yeah, there's an article.
Yeah, there was an article. I don't remember which college it was, but they're saying that college students should wear masks while they have sex.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe
that's
not true.
The
but...
stupidest thing in the world.
Oh, give it 5 months, nobody. I'm sure government can come up with something more stupid than that.
The stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah. But, you know, there's nothing so permanent as a temporary government program. They got everybody to buy into this thing, right? And I'm not reading from the article right now. I'm just saying. They got everybody to buy into this thing, and everybody went along with it.
I
went, okay,
nothing.
2 weeks. And then they were like, hey, you know, we got them to do this. Why should we let this go?
Sure.
Let's get more control over the people.
They like being told what to do, by all evidence. Makes them feel safe.
Seems that way.
See, they ought to take the ones that like it most and, like, tie them up and spank them every week so that, you know, and then just let the rest of us be.
With or without masks.
Whatever their
preference.
I
don't care. Whatever turns them on. Whatever meets their need to dominate people, they should meet it with people that want to be dominated.
Apparently it was the University of Georgia, so I did just pull up the story from The Sun over in the UK, where they have put out a pamphlet, apparently, to their students at the University of Georgia. It's the University Health Center.
Now, just to be clear, are they recommending, like, BDSM masks? Or are they talking about the face diapers?
They say here that, you, quote, you are your safest sex partner. Practice solo sex. That means self-pleasure.
Okay, I don't need practice. I've got it right.
Limit the number of sexual partners you have. Wash your hands and objects with warm water for 20 seconds before and after sexual activity. The virus has been found in the semen and feces of people with COVID-19. We don't know if COVID-19 can be spread through vaginal or anal sex. Talk about COVID-19 risk factors before having sex, just because that's going to make the mood really... Yeah, just as you would discuss consent, condoms, PREP, those that apparently stands for something,
PrEP.
And other safer sex talks. Actually, it's spelled capital P, lowercase E, excuse me, lowercase R, capital E, capital P. It's got to be some sort of college acronym, sex related.
The evil
thing.
Book of acronyms, the Acronomicon.
And then PrEP
sex is where you just cut up your partners and put them in the refrigerator for later. It's like being a PrEP cook.
Put a little saran wrap on them. Bust out the little tray table.
And then there's two more tips, sex tips from the college here.
We'll get to that. And more. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450 free.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from News. News.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you want to talk about. With you in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
Nobody.
And Ian.
And we've started talking about this article from AIER, the American Institute for Economic Research, by Jeffrey Tucker, and we'll get back to that in a minute. But we segued into this bit about somebody's recommending college students wear masks during sex.
Yeah, apparently the University of Georgia has, according to The Sun over in the UK, put out a pamphlet given to presumably all the college students there.
A pamphlet? Must be official.
Where they go through several different recommendations, which, number one, they recommend having no sex whatsoever, but only instead with yourself, so self-pleasure. Washing hands or objects with warm water for 20 seconds before or after sexual activity. Saying that the virus has been found in semen and feces of people with COVID-19, but then they say that they do not know if COVID-19 can be spread through vaginal or anal sex. If they were to determine that, then they would simply be prohibiting sex entirely between students.
I have a question.
Yeah, that's going to work out real well.
How does oral sex supposed to work with the masks and everything?
Yeah, that's another good question. We can't talk too much about those details, but talk about COVID-19 risk factors, they say, before having sex, because, you know, that's always sets the mood.
I think you'll have to put it on with masking tape.
And then the final 2 points, consider wearing a face mask during sex. Heavy breathing and panting can further spread the virus, and wearing a mask can reduce the risk, which basically means,
wow,
the final point, they want you to avoid kissing and be creative with sexual positions that reduce close face-to-face contact.
You are no longer allowed to be human.
Well, it seems like the transformation of college students into prostitutes is nearing an end. You know, now they've got strong rules against kissing. That was like the last piece.
Or it's just going to be driven underground and become larger than ever.
What is
college students becoming prostitutes?
Oh, kids. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
There's another one here, and again, I'm only just going to read this. We can't get into any detail on what this means. But British Columbia's Department of Health also issued similar advice, according to The Sun, advocating the use of glory holes. Quote, use barriers like walls, e.g. glory holes, that allow for sexual contact but prevent close face-to-face contact. So make sure all of your sex is completely impersonal. You don't want to know.
And anonymous. Yeah. Nothing risky about that at all.
Okay. There is no disease that cannot be passed, as far as I know, through contact of blood and semen. That's just
It's
absurd.
Ridiculous.
Hey, let's go to a call and see what a caller has to think about any of this or whatever they have to say.
By the way, your risk of receiving all of the STDs is probably a lot higher, at least most of them. Some of them are pretty common than COVID.
Wow.
We've got Ray calling from Arizona. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Indeed, we can.
Indeed.
All right, I got kicked out of a CVS today, so for not wearing a mask.
Where?
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Uh-oh.
How did they kick you out? Was it like two big burly guys, bouncers? Did they like physically kick you out?
No, I it's a CVS. I went here before without a mask, and this is like some new guy I never seen, and like he just argued with me, and he kept like he trying to call the cops and everything, and I just tell him he used every single, like, you know, think of the children, there's a pandemic going on, blah, blah, blah.
Yep, you I hate people, said, you just want to kill your grandmother.
Yeah, those, I kept saying, so what, I don't care, I'm going to prepaid card here and get out, and that's it.
So and, wait, you know, did you get the prepaid card and get out, or did you have to leave before you got the prepaid card?
No, I just left. He, like, threatened to call the cops and everything for, like, trespassing.
Now, is Arizona one of the mandatory mask states?
Oh, yeah, Doug Ducey. Like, Doug Ducey, he mandated it. Like,
who's that? Is that the governor?
It's only Democrats.
Is Doug Ducey the governor?
Yeah, he's the governor. He's a Republican
governor.
He's
a Republican. Yeah, see?
His excellency.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of these right-wingers seem to think that the Republicans actually care about their freedoms, and it's a load. I mean, there's plenty of states where Republicans are running things, and they have mask mandates. Texas is another one.
Yeah.
No, but he called the cops on me. I just waited out for him. I just waited for him, the cops to come, and I waited for like 5 minutes. While I was waiting outside, he kept pointing at the, like, the mask posters, like, you know these exist, right, man? It's like whatever, man. Like, just, I'm waiting for the cops.
That's, by the way, this isn't legal advice, but you don't have to wait for the cops.
Mm.
You know, you got something to do, but you're busy, go do your thing.
I had, health exemption, religious exemption. And
did you get a video of your interaction with the police?
Huh?
Did you get video of your interaction with the police?
No.
I dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, I know. The cops didn't come, though, but...
Oh, really?
They did, but they...
They did, but
like,
they didn't.
I thought it was them. He was on the phone with, like, he was describing me, like, yeah, he sits too, blah, 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 wearing this.
Well,
I thought
when...
they were coming. I waited outside for them. They came. I waited 5 minutes for them to come out of the doors, and I...
So the cops came, like, they went inside the store, but then you didn't ever...
No,
actually...
they went inside CVS. They went inside some, like, burrito factory thing. I don't know if he actually called the cops.
So the cops just showed up for lunch.
They didn't actually... waiting for him.
Yeah.
When seconds count, you do. You call the cop when you need somebody to show up 2 hours later and grab a burrito.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ray. We appreciate it. You know, when... when seconds count, cops are only minutes away, and then they might decide to get a burrito.
Boy, what if he coughed on somebody while they were still coming?
They'd still shoot your dog.
Probably.
Cops are like a box of chocolate. They'll kill your dog.
Did you have any more about the...
I think that's pretty ridiculous what their advice was with... No fun during sex.
I mean, like, you know, some of the more, we'll say, kinkier folk already have, you know, masks and this kind of thing for their...
Usually there's a mouth hole in the mask, though.
Some sort of a ball gag, perhaps?
Or something.
Something along those lines?
You could use balls.
You could use... 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Do you wear the face diaper while you're having intercourse with your partner or other loved one?
Do you wear any kind of diaper?
Some people are into that, apparently.
Strange world.
We've got more of, well, all sorts of stuff coming up. Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11. And he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was abruptly pulled out of a press briefing by Secret Service. Roughly 10 minutes later, the president returns and says,
there was a shooting outside of the White House and seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work, but there was an actual shooting. Somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person.
Speaking on the Senate floor on Monday, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats are the one to blame regarding a stimulus bill not being passed.
Sadly for the country, sadly for struggling Americans, the Speaker of the House and the Senate Democratic leader decided we would not deliver any of that.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying, though Republicans are not willing to compromise, you're listening to USA Radio News. Cook County, Illinois State Attorney Kim Fox says she's heartbroken and confused as to where Chicago finds itself after a weekend of unrest and widespread looting.
All hands on deck means that rather than standing and pointing fingers, we work together.
Fox also calling the acts of violence and looting a blatant display of criminal behavior. Chicago police say over 100 people have been arrested in connection to looting and at least 30 shootings over the weekend. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump is not happy about reports that the Big Ten and possibly now Pac-10 may cancel their football season amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
A lot of these college athletes, you know, work their whole lives to get, you know, 4 years. Sometimes they're redshirted an extra year if they're lucky. They work their whole lives for this moment, and he'd like to see them have a chance to live out their dreams.
The hashtag #LetThemPlay is also trending on Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
To the show, everybody. You are in the right place for Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about anything you would like. We've been talking about a variety of subjects this evening, and with you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
It's Ian.
And I wanted to make sure that I ask you if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash. I know I
do. Yeah, I do.
I sure do. Now, with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You make it happen, so you receive the rewards. Here's what you do. You download the AnyPay Cash Register app and then add your own cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, you install the AnyPay Cash Register app at a real-life business, and then tell us what you did over at AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com, and you'll get a piece of every Bitcoin Cash or Dash transaction that that business conducts. Good for you, good for them, good for us, good for cryptocurrency, bad for the man. I like it.
Do it.
If it's bad for the man, it's good for the world.
AnyPayInc.com. So, we were talking about this article from Jeffrey Tucker, where he thinks we need a principled anti-lockdown movement, and I wholeheartedly
agree. I thought we were a principled anti-lockdown movement.
I think we are, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, somebody needs to tell Jeffrey Tucker about Free Talk Live.
He knows about Free Talk Live, and he knows about the Free State Project and the migration to
Ian did mention that Jeffrey Tucker should move to New Hampshire.
He's not far away now. He lives in Massachusetts.
Well, he just needs to come a little bit north, because, you know, if we could get all of the people who think these lockdowns are foolish into one place, then that place could buck the trend.
That's right.
I mean, I'd be all right with 10% of them.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll take all of them. I mean, if they can...
It would be hard to fit all of them into New Hampshire, I'm guessing, because I don't think these... I mean, people don't tend to speak up, but, you know, most people don't seem to want these nonsense lockdowns and these nonsense mask rules.
You think? I mean, is it just because those are the circles that you run in, meaning that the people that you associate with are more likely to not want it, so you feel like most people don't want it? Or are the polls that they're showing in the media correct, where the polls suggest that, you know, the supermajority of people are fine with masks?
Well, I think, I don't know, maybe my numbers are somewhat swayed by the idea that, you know, if you do think these lockdowns are a good idea, I think you're an idiot, so I don't take your, opinion into, consideration. But, you know, but nonetheless, different people exist with different ideas, and regardless of what the numbers are, for everybody to react the same way to a situation when there is deep division on how it should be dealt with is insane. Some places should deal with it one way, and some places should deal with it another. There have to be Swedens.
The freedom movement, as it were, is occurring here in New Hampshire, and if you're listening to us tonight, and you've ever even considered moving here, now is the time. If you've been waiting for a call, if you've been waiting for inspiration, this is the call. This is the inspiration that you need to go ahead and make that move. Put in your 30 days notice at your frickin' apartment, call up U-Haul, book your van.
Do it before they stop you, because, you know, right now in New York City, they've got checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
They may let you out at the moment.
Yeah.
But how long is it going to be before it's a total lockdown and you can't leave?
You can't travel unless you've had your COVID vaccination and you're wearing a face diaper.
Right.
You know, and you prove to us that you have business where you're going. That's essential.
Make sure you paid your taxes, too.
All of that.
Yeah, there's going to be that vaccine. No, I don't think so. Yeah, I like vaccines that are like fine wines. They've been aged in a keg for a long time, and while they're aging in a keg, they've been given to some people, so you find out what happens 10 years later. You can't just slap together a vaccine like Rick and Morty, and, you know, one episode, oh, here's the vaccine, we'll just mix in some vole and some praying mantis, and the next thing you know, the whole world is Cronenberg.
Bat's wing, eye of newt. Where have we heard this before?
Eye of newt, toe of frog.
So, Jeffrey Tucker continues, the shock of spring, and I call it the dystopian spring, has now turned to a summer of wickedness. Of course it has. With everyone pointing fingers at everyone else for the sorry state of life. Patience has run out, and a national viciousness has taken its place. It is evident not only online but in person, where strangers scream at each other for behaving in ways in which they disapprove. You're not wearing a mask because I want you to. You're going to kill grandma and all that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. They want you to be forced to behave to their preference because they don't realize what individual freedom is or means. What many states are calling open today would have been called closed 6 months ago. Sports are rare. Yeah. theaters aren't open. In some places, you still can't go to gyms or eat inside.
That's a great point, because they've been using these terms reopen. Oh, we're going to reopen Georgia. We're going to reopen Texas. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, reopen means 25% of what, you know, a restaurant could previously have.
Mm-hmm. It's total control over all of your entertainment. All of it. In the course of less than 5 weeks, government took control of all of it.
And they managed to take all of the joy out of life. That's kind of amazing.
They did. They've certainly put the kibosh on live performances of almost every variety. I keep saying that, and it's true. When's the last concert you went to?
I keep saying let's rent a room and have one. Because, you know, they can shut down the existing businesses, but they can't stop you from making music. They can't stop people from coming and seeing it.
We'll do it. Mask mandates are everywhere, and mask enforcers, too. People are ratting out their neighbors, sending drones to ferret out house parties, and lashing out at each other in public places. We've covered bits of all of this.
Snitches and ditches, that's where they go.
Imagine using drones to snitch out your frickin' neighbor, because they're having fun.
Imagine snitching out your neighbor.
Yeah. Can't do it.
In a mere 5 months, lockdowners have manufactured a new form of social structure in which everyone is expected to treat everyone else as a deadly contagion. And I maintain that this reaction is due to a whole lot of people watching too much Walking Dead, right? Treating everybody as if they're infected or about to be infected. Even more preposterously...
Well, the irony, of course, is that they're the ones who are the zombies. They're the ones walking around without really original thought in their heads.
And the other irony is that 99.6 or 99.4% of the people who get this thing survive it.
Mm-hmm. Recover.
You know?
Completely. And don't get reinfected.
Yeah.
Even more preposterously, people have come to believe that if you come closer than 6 feet from another person, a disease spontaneously appears and spreads.
You can't spread a disease that you don't have.
America has become an extremely ugly place. This is what the lockdowns did. All of this has occurred in the midst of the greatest political divide in many generations. Oddly, you almost predict a person's politics based on their attitude toward the virus.
Mm-hmm.
As if sitting political figures are responsible for creating or controlling pathogens that have been part of the human experience since we first walked and talked.
Well, there is a strong possibility that the Chinese communists created this virus. So, it may have been created by them. That doesn't mean they can fix it.
The politicization of this disease has been a terrible noise that has distracted from the wise disease management that characterized the American way for more than a century. Yeah, it's true.
And you'll get better or you'll die.
And everybody sort of laid down and took it. Lay down. That's right. Everybody laid down.
Remember, you're going to lay down and take it. Make sure you wear a mask.
855, 453. We've got more coming up.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In the right place for Free Talk Live, your favorite live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you'd like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, you can also get us on our Discord call-in line at discord.lrn.fm. And sound almost as if you're in the studio most of the time. Sometimes, you know, people have bad Wi-Fi, or, you know, there's a bottleneck, or their phone is just, you know, too filled with stuff that it doesn't sound great, but most of the time it sounds way better than calling in on the regular lines over at discord.lrn.fm. Speaking of the studio with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
It's Ian. And did you know that from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times? That's pretty good. Nothing is stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that is their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with their release of their beta wallet. Will Divi go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin, too. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. We've been discussing this article from Jeffrey Tucker from the American Institute of Economic Research, where he wants a principled anti-lockdown movement. And he's basically been describing the events that have, well, led up to all of the lockdowns and mask mandates and unemployment and, you know, billions of dollars being injected into the economy, government bailing out not only corporations and themselves, but also this time chucking a little cheese at the regular folk, too.
If Jeffrey Tucker is close to New Hampshire, maybe we should give him a call and say, hey, we're having one this week. Come on up, Jeffrey. Free.
Indeed. And just call him every week, because that's true.
Well, it's true, but we're having an anti-mask rally this Saturday, which is going to be out of the ordinary.
Bro, you got speed dial, right? Do you got him? You got Jeffrey Tucker?
I do not have Jeffrey Tucker on speed dial.
I've never met the man, so...
I've met him. I don't have him on speed dial. If somebody has his his number, though,
somebody's
phone's
ringing. Is that him calling right now?
I give you permission.
All right.
Now, he's been on the air with us a number of times in the past.
Well, can we get him on the phone?
I don't know his number.
Okay.
All right. We'll have our people look into that.
We'll have our people email his people.
Yeah, see if our Free Talk Live database can, you know, resurrect a number or contact info for him. But his question is, the American people support this, right? Question mark. And it seems that they do, right? Their actions apparently do. But he says, I'm not so sure, right? Yeah, all of the draconian, you know, horrifying things that are going on. He says, I'm not so sure. It's true that the TV and online media are blaring panic all day and every day. If that's where you get your information, it surely must feel like the plague.
Right.
There is also the problem that people feel tremendously powerless right now. They've been locked down, silenced, humiliated, and brutalized. The few attempts to get out and protest the lockdowns were greeted with jeers and derision by the mainstream media. But it turned out that this was because they were protesting the wrong thing. When the protests against police brutality and racism swept the country, the media wholly approved. Yes, it all felt like gaslighting. I do remember, because remember they were protesting the lockdowns, and the media was having none of that.
Right.
The mainstream media.
As a matter of fact, they were talking about how people going out and protesting the lockdowns were going to spread
the
disease.
You are all going to get it and die.
Interestingly enough, Black Lives Matter rallies make you immune.
According to the mainstream
media.
You
can't spread the disease if you're protesting on a left-wing topic.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yes.
Oh, I was unaware. Where precisely does the American opinion stand on the lockdowns today? The polls, one cannot trust.
Nope.
People know exactly what they're supposed to say to pollsters during a police state lockdown. It's usually a good guess that one-third of Americans take a position that is more or less consistent with human liberty. It's not a fixed group, and it shifts depending on the issue, so that's probably a good guess now. The incredible frenzy of the lying media has confused vast numbers. A poll revealed that many Americans think that 9% of us have died from COVID-19.
Wow.
I repeat, many Americans think that 9% of us have died from COVID-19.
Maybe 9% of, like... you know, an old person's home somewhere in New York City died of it.
Where it's really 0.04%.
Yeah. 9% would be basically 1 out of every 10 people that you know have died.
Right.
And no.
Wow.
That's not happening.
Do you know anybody who's died of this? I still don't know a single person who has died.
I know a couple people who came down with it remotely, but
I don't know that I know anybody personally that came down with it. I know people who know people, so like two people removed, 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon, if you will.
Yeah.
So Tucker continues, yes, we have a propaganda problem, starting with the New York Times, which just today demanded, quote, more aggressive shutdowns than have been carried out in the past.
Jeez.
The United States has not had a true national lockdown, shuttering only about half of the country compared with 90% in other countries with more successful outbreak control.
We need a true destruction of the economy. It hasn't gone far enough.
Mm.
Freaking idiots,
well,
man.
Prosperity is sin, and if you sin, God will punish you with plagues.
Tucker continues, none of this is true. This is pure ideological propaganda. The people who are saying true things seem to be only the 1% versus the barrage of nonsense coming from media culture today.
We are the 1%.
How times have changed. We see almost no discussion from the mainstream press of the empirical evidence at home and abroad that the lockdowns make no sense from a medical and economic perspective. Medical experts for many decades have warned against disturbing social functioning in the event of disease. Preserving freedom has always been the policy priority. 1949 to 52, 1957 to 1958, 1968 to 69, and 2005, the American Revolution itself took place in the midst of a smallpox outbreak. Liberalism arose during centuries of pandemics, and yet here we are.
Right. Progress continued because it was allowed to.
Allowed.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the truth.
Oh, it's so ugly.
They didn't do anything about it previously. They just let the market handle it,
right.
Let the medical people do whatever they thought that was best, and let people do what they thought was best.
Right, make your own decisions.
Out.
Figure it out, right? If you're at risk, take precautions. If you're not, go about your life the way you did before.
Now,
have a normal face.
If you're still in business, it's because you're, you know, maybe in a place where you're lucky enough to still have some customers, or maybe you're still eking along because you got some government handout.
No, you've been given a label. You've been deemed essential. Right? By whom?
No.
Whom? Who makes these decisions?
Who makes these decisions, and for whom are they made?
Correct. Where is who's on this panel? How do I get a job as the guy who deems what's essential and not? How do I get that job?
Well, you got to get elected.
Oh,
you got to get elected. You got to be 500 people are enough to run a country of 320 million. 500 decision makers are all that's required.
If you believe that one, I've got a bridge that I can sell you.
This country needs a serious anti-lockdown movement, Tucker continues. One that is not just political, but cultural and intellectual.
Hmm.
One that is deeply educated on history, philosophy, law, economics, and sciences. And we can rally around traditional American civic postulates concerning individual freedom and the limits of governments. And also around universal principles of human rights. If liberty means anything, it means that we are not locked down. It means, moreover, that lockdowns are unconscionable.
Yeah, he's right. Having gone to some of the so-called reopen New Hampshire events here in New Hampshire, being disappointed by seeing, I think you were at one of them.
I was
right?
In a couple of them, yeah.
Disappointed by seeing so many people there flying Trump flags and with their Trump memorabilia all over.
Trump pansies.
As though this guy is somehow concerned for your freedoms. He's not.
Yeah. He hasn't done anything, has he? He hasn't done anything to stop the lockdowns.
Not as far as I can see. And, you know, he went a long time before he donned a mask in public, and all of a sudden now he's going along. So what happened there? Nobody seems to know. Well, not you.
Nobody knows.
855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.